This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. How are things at your house today? Has this been a busy week for you? Now, maybe things haven't gone exactly the way you'd hoped they would. Well, I hope today's program will be exactly what you need to cheer you up then and turn things around for you. I only wish I could see you and visit with you in person. You know, the other day, a boy wrote, and he even told me how to get to his house so that I could come for a visit. Only one problem. He lives about 1,000 miles from where I live. Oh, I have to take care of a little unfinished business. Almost every week, we get letters we can't answer because the writer forgets to put down an address. Well, I got a request for keys for kids from Lane, Stephen, and Coraline Denboer from somewhere here in Michigan. Now, I've called just about every Denboer in the phone books around here, and I can't find them. So, if anyone knows Lane, Stephen, or Coraline Denboer, tell them the reason they didn't get their keys for kids is there wasn't an address on their card. Well, now that we've taken care of that little bit of business, let's get down to the business of singing. That is what you want to do, isn't it, cousins?
Now let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. Now let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. Lift up your voice, don't be afraid. Now let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. Now let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. Now let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. Lift up your voice, don't be afraid.
Well, you want to sing, do you? Tell me, do you want to sing during the day, at night? Just when?
Songs in the daytime, songs in the night, songs of devotion, songs of delight, melodies ringing in my heart singing. Jesus gives me a song. Jesus gives me a song. Songs in the daytime, songs in the night, songs of devotion, songs of delight, melodies ringing in my heart singing. Jesus gives me a song. Jesus gives me a song.
Well, I have one more question for you then. What do you want to sing about?
I will sing on the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
I usually tell you the name of the story at the beginning of the program, and I didn't do that. It's an exciting one called Dead Man's Reef. You want to hear a little bit?
We're getting so far from land, I don't think we should have gone out in the ocean. We'd better head back.
Okay, I'll just swing around here.
Be careful, Brad!
Now that ought to make you want to stick around. But you'll have to wait. But we'll make the waiting enjoyable with some more music. Hey, do you know what the word miffed means? Well, let me use it in a sentence. My friend John wouldn't play with me. Instead, he played with Bill. Boy, I was really miffed. I guess the word sort of means upset. Ticked off, whatever you want to call it. Well, I said all of that because Jonathan has a cute song ready. Now, listen carefully to the title or you'll miss it. It's called Come Down from the Miff Tree. First, Jonathan has some good verses.
Proverbs 16:5, 18, 19, and 32. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly, than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. There is a crowd of the strangest people, some are found most everywhere, who are easily offended, lest we treat them with great care. They are really not bad people, quite religious usually, but if things don't go just about so-so, they climb up in a tall miff tree.
Now that was a cute song, wasn't it? And boy, that's good advice. We get miffed so often over the silliest little things, don't we? Now, instead of getting miffed with our friends and neighbors, we ought to show love to them instead. And that's what Sherilyn's advice is all about. Her song is taken from the well-known story in the Bible about the Good Samaritan. Listen.
They asked to
anyone who has a need. Yes, anyone who
With that good advice in mind, let's take time to bow our heads and let's pray together, okay?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Lord Jesus, so many times we think about ourselves and our own needs and our own problems, and we forget all about others. Help us to look around and see those who are in need, realizing that You told us that anyone who is in need is really our neighbor. I pray for those listening just now who are in need, some who have physical needs, some who have been in the hospital, and some for a long time. And I pray for them. Above all, I pray for those who have spiritual needs. May they come to trust You as Savior and Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Boys and girls, what's the favorite time of day for you at your house? I remember when our children were young, my favorite time was when I would get home from work and we'd gather the children around, we'd sit down to eat together and talk about the day's activities. Well, I guess that's a little bit the idea behind the old-time song that Pam and Dan have ready. It's called Supper Time. Listen to these good words.
Many years ago, of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then, winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen. Once more, the banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time upon the golden shore. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time.
And now let's take time for Company Corner. And today we're in Company Corner with two young men. What is your name, sir?
Arthur.
And you are?
Randy.
And Randy, your last name?
Cry.
Cry. Now, for those of you that are listening right now, you think cry is spelled C-R-Y. That's the way we spell cry, right? No, not so, because this happens to be a good Dutch name from here in the Grand Rapids area. Randy, how do you spell your last name?
K-R-A-A-I.
All right. And Arthur, your family are missionaries in what country?
Japan.
And Randy, what city?
Shibukawa.
Oh, sure. Everybody knows where Shibukawa is. Where is that?
About 2 hours north of Tokyo.
All right. Now, do you guys speak Japanese, do you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Arthur, can you sing in Japanese, too?
Yeah.
Now, you brought some instruments along with you. What instrument do you play?
Trombone.
And Randy?
Trumpet.
Do you guys play in Japanese, too?
Yes.
You do? Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to sing a verse of a song in Japanese, then play your instruments. I'll tell you what, Arthur, you play in Japanese, and Randy, you play in English, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's hear from you.
Jujika ni kakaritaru suku inushi o miyo ya ko wa naga okashitaru tsumi no tame tada shinze yo
Well, thanks, Randy and Arthur. We're happy that your family is serving the Lord in Japan, and we pray God's blessing not only on Mom and Dad, but on you boys as well. Don't forget, we're here to help in any way we can. If you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, you be sure to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. In a moment, it will be time for that exciting story I promised called Dead Man's Reef. But as always, we need a go-along with the story song. And for that today, we call on Lisa Sue to sing it. Now, the story has to do with the importance of following the directions in the Word of God, the Bible. So, Lisa, how about singing an old-timer, The Bible Stands?
The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with a truth eternal and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever when the world has passed away. By it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled Dead Man's Reef. Brad and Nancy are visiting their Aunt Sue and Uncle Milton, who live in a little fishing village. They are enjoying their time there. And the thing they like most is riding with Uncle Milton in his motorboat. They like to zoom out across the bay with him and even out into the ocean itself when the water is nice and calm. But today, they are beached because Uncle Milton had to go to the city on business. The kids played around the yard for a while, but now they've gone down to the bay to once again admire Uncle Milton's boat.
Boy, I sure wish Uncle Milt didn't have to be away today.
Me too. Sure is fun to ride in this boat.
Someday I'm gonna have a boat like this myself. Maybe I'll go around the world in it.
You'd have to have a bigger boat than this to go around the world.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I'll bet I could handle this boat right now, all by myself.
Just because Uncle Milt lets you start this motor for him, and just because he let you steer it a couple of times doesn't mean you know how to run it.
He said he was going to let me take it out by myself one day.
But he didn't say when.
I wonder what Aunt Sue would say if we asked her if we could take out the boat by ourselves.
She wouldn't let us, you know that.
Let's take a ride without asking. Just a little one.
What if she sees us?
She won't. She's down in the garden in the back of the house. She won't even hear the motor start up.
Well, we can't do it anyway. We don't have the ignition key. But we could pretend. Not really do it, just pretend.
Okay, jump in. You be the first mate, Nancy, and I'll be the captain.
Look, Brad, the key is in the lock.
Let's practice starting up the motor. I bet I can do it the first time.
Let's see you do it then.
There, I told you I could do it.
It would be fun to take a little ride. Do you dare?
Sure, let's do it.
Brad, not so fast. You almost tipped us over that time.
Let's go around that sandbar over there.
Should we go out that far?
I know how to steer this thing all right. Hey, this is fun. I'm going out further.
Well, let's get out the map. Uncle Milt never goes this far without keeping one eye on this map. It shows where there are rocks or shallow places or something. But I don't know if I can read it. Can you?
Oh, I don't need any map. All you need to do is watch where you're going.
We're getting so far from land, I don't think we should have gone out in the ocean. We'd better head back.
Okay, I'll just swing around here.
Be careful, Brad! Brad, we've hit something! We're going to sink! There's water coming in!
We're stuck on a reef! And see those rocks underneath the water? The glare of the water made it look as smooth as glass, and I sure didn't see them.
Oh, we've ruined Uncle Milt's boat, and here we are stuck way out on this reef. I'm scared.
I am too, but what can we do? We'd better yell for help.
Who would hear us way out here?
Give me that marine map. Uncle Milt showed me how to read it. Maybe I can see where we are. Now, here's where we started. Then we came around the sandbar, and around here.
Here it is. Here's the reef on the map, Brad. It's called Dead Man's Reef. What does that mean?
I suppose it means that somebody hit this reef and drowned before they could be rescued.
I told you to look at that map like Uncle Milt does. If only you'd been following the map, we wouldn't be stuck on Dead Man's Reef. And maybe gonna drown, too. The water's getting deeper in this boat.
Oh, no, don't worry. We're on a reef, and it won't be over our heads. And somebody will see us sooner or later.
I hope so, but the water seems to keep getting deeper in the boat.
That's true, it does. Oh, no! I bet the tide is starting to come in.
You mean it might go over our heads?
It might. What can we do? We better get these life jackets on. I wonder how long they'll hold us up.
Look, Brad, up in the sky. A plane. A plane. Take off your shirt and wave it. Maybe they'll see you. Hurry. Here it comes. Wave your shirt, Brad. Wave it. Do you think he saw us?
I don't know. I think he did, but I'm not sure.
Oh, if only we had followed the map. We wouldn't be in this mess.
Wait, listen. I hear another plane.
That's not a plane, Brad. It's a boat. Look, over by the sandbar. It's a launch. The Coast Guard launch.
Well, kids, it's a good thing the old watchman at the dock saw you two go out in the boat. If he hadn't, you might have been swept out into the ocean.
It's sure good to be back home again, Aunt Sue.
Do you think Uncle Milt will be mad about the boat and everything? The man from the Coast Guard says it's a total loss.
I don't know what he'll say when he gets home. I'm sure he won't be happy. You didn't even have permission to take the boat out, you know. And you'll have to be punished for that. But I'm thankful you were saved. You might have been drowned. Lots of ships have run aground on Dead Man's Reef, and many people have died in those waters around there. Why didn't you look at the map? The reef is plainly marked on it. See? Here, look at the map. Now, right here, it says Dead Man's Reef.
I know. We saw it after we hit the reef. I told Brad that we should follow the map, but he said he didn't need it.
I thought I could get along without it, but now I see how wrong I was.
You know, kids, I wonder if you're being as foolish in other areas of your life as you were when you failed to look at that map before taking the boat out.
What do you mean?
Well, there are lots of times in life when you'll need a map to guide you and to keep you from getting into trouble. And God has given you such a guide, His Word. The Bible serves as a map or a guidebook for living. But the question is, are you using it?
I guess I don't read it as often as I should.
Me either. But now I see the importance of following a map or a guidebook.
Good. You know, if you've really learned that lesson well, perhaps it'll be worth the experience. Don't try to get along on the sea of life without God's map to guide you. Let the Bible be your guide. Follow the chart God has given, and you'll be able to steer clear of a lot of trouble. Well, first of all, it'll point you to the Lord Jesus, the only way to heaven. It'll also teach you to be honest and pure, loving and patient as it guides you in your Christian life. But you need to read it to know what it says.
Well, I know I don't want to try to get along without a map or a guide again. I'm going to read the Bible every day.
Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Mine to tell me whence I came, mine to teach me what I am, mine to chide me when I rove, mine to show a Savior's love. Mine thou art to guide and guard, mine to punish or reward. Holy Bible, God's own word, tells of Jesus Christ the Lord, how He died for sinful men, how He rose and lives again, mine to tell of joys to come, and the rebel sinners too. Oh, the holy book divine, precious treasure, thou art.
The Bible will do you no good unless you use it. You know, I read reports that the Bible is still the best-selling book in all the world. But unfortunately, it's probably also the one book that is most often unread. Well, don't let that happen in your home, boys and girls. Be sure to use your Bible regularly. Read it every day. It is God's guidebook for us. Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, we're here to help in any way we can. If you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, you be sure to write. I'm Uncle Charlie, and you can write to me at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now.